Okay, good morning, everybody. So, review of Parshas Bo, according to Rashi, could have been the very beginning of the Torah. Chodesh Hazalachem, Rosh Chodashim, Amar Biyitzchak. The Torah should have really started here. L'koach Masa, V'yi L'amo, L'aseis Bahem, L'aseis Lam Nachal Asgayim, Eretz Yisrael, famous Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. But, Moriv Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal very famously, commented on the Hava Mina. That's really rooted in the idea that the Torah is more than anything else, Tariq Mitzvos. And this is really the beginning of the Torah from the standpoint of Mitzvah Rishonash and Stavba Yisrael. Now, as a corollary to that idea, I think there are other interpretations of, why we would think that, the Torah should begin here, to the beginning of the Jewish national story. We've spoken about that in years past, but we'll leave that to the side for now. The Sfarno, this is really one of the most classical formulations we have in the Sfarno, and it's really worth reading inside. It picks up on that notion that the Hava Mina that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal developed in terms of the idea of the normative posture and orientation of Torah writ large, and he really would have thought to start the Torah in the place where it begins its normative narrative in a consistent way, just to document that in a very it's sort of a superficial way, but makes the point. The Sefer Achinuch enumerates all three mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis, Piri Virivya, and Bris Milah, and Gid Hanasha, and then, there are no mitzvos in Shmos Va'era, the beginning, three Aliyos of Bo, and then we have 20 mitzvos in Bo, so it's almost seven times what we have in the first, 14 and a half parshios of the Torah. This is the normative beginning of the Torah. So when we talk about the norm, and when we talk about mitzvah, so what we're really talking about is what the Sforno gets to. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Mikan Ve'elach Yu Achodashim Shalachem. Right? Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Lasos Bahem Kirtzonchem, Avod Bimei Ashibud, Lo Hayu Yimeichem Shalachem, your time wasn't your own. Avod Hayu La'avodas Acherim, Ritzonam Lefikach, Rishonu Lachem Lachadshi Hashana, Kivo Hischil Mitziuschem HaBechiri. Right? This is the a time when your lives, from the standpoint of Bechira Chavshis, are truly beginning. There's a new reality. Panim Chadashos, Ba'u L'chan, it's a new chalos, as it were, where your existence and the meaning of your existence and the, moral quality of your existence is just radically elevated because right now, up until now, there's, a Chadashim, Einam Mishalachem. It wasn't rooted in your own volition, in your own choices. And so the idea of this being the Pasuk, which introduces, Bechira, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Mikan Ve'elach HaChadashim Heim Shalachem, and that being inextricably linked with the idea of mitzvah, right, dovetails perfectly with the Rambam's assessment in Perakei of Hilchos Tshuva that Bechira Chavshis is an indelible sine qua non for a life of Torah and mitzvos, right? The whole point is that we're not malachim, we're not automatons. Hein ha'adam haya kachan menu ladas tova ra, min zeh shel adam, the Rambam writes, yachid be'olamo, this is the singular, distinctive, unique quality of human beings, right? Ladas tova ra, and to be moshech es atzmo le'echad mishnei haktzavos. So Rambam very famously discusses, the life of mitzvah is inextricably linked with the choice that we have to make, right? We don't choose what the mitzvos are, but we choose to either exist in conjunction with the divine norm or in rebellion against the divine norm. There's something at the essence of, the normative existence, which is, very, very simple and straightforward, in compliance with the norm or against the norm. What the Rav would, write so poetically about the idea of submission, the idea of surrender to the Ratzon Hashem, even when, especially when we can't, fully comprehend it. So the idea of the beginning of the Torah, as far as Mitzvah Rishonish and Itzavu Bo Yisrael, on the one hand, and Mikan Va'elach Achadashim Heim Shalachem Lasos Bahem Kirtzonchem, is really two sides of the same coin. Mitzvos are meaningful only because we choose to do them. The Ramban, when he talks about the idea of Umal Hashem Elkecha Eslevavcha Veslevav Zarecha, when we'll no longer have Bechira Chavshis, according to his Shita, in the Achar Sayamim, he describes that based on the Medrash as Yamim Asher Ein Bahem Chayfetz, right? There's no real significance to, conformity with the norm when it's not a reflection, a volition of Bechira, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Mikan Va'elach, HaChadashim, Yemechem, Shalachem, your lives are your own to be determined, Karpe Diem.